Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. Arena, Wisconsin, population 834, does not find itself in the national spotlight very often. For most of the people who live there, they would probably have preferred not to have been in the New York Times last week.
The article was on the closing of the village's Lone Elementary School and how it relates to the broader waning of rural communities like Arena. Julie Bosman is a national correspondent for the New York Times, and we reached her on the line from Chicago. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you so much.
What turned you on to the story in the first place?
So I cover the Midwest for the New York Times, and I happened to notice that there were a lot of stories in Wisconsin, and I had been personally hearing about the challenges that so many school districts were facing, and school districts primarily in rural communities. And this seemed to be a problem that was being repeated over and over. What do you do when you don't have the population that you used to in a lot of these rural towns? And what happens when the enrollment of these little schools keeps going down and down and down? And when I started making phone calls and talking to superintendents in these areas, they all said the same thing, which is, you know, these communities are really aging. They're not necessarily losing a ton of population, but the population is getting a lot older, and there aren't as many farms out here anymore. There aren't as many farm families anymore, and people aren't having as many children. So when all of those things add up, you get elementary schools that have 40 kids in them, and that becomes a real problem for budgets and a real problem for the future of these communities.
Well, I get the sense that a lot of these communities, these are places that years ago may have had their own high school, but there's been consolidation at the high school level for a long time.
Absolutely. And this consolidation has really happened in waves for decades and decades. I mean, when you look at the entire country, the total number of schools in America has gone way down, and it's been going down for probably 130 years. But the areas that have been hit the hardest are rural areas, and there was a big wave of consolidation in the 1950s and 1960s when a lot of little one-room schoolhouses were closed down, and those were the schoolhouses that were really out in the middle of the country. And then you had the smaller towns, like the one that I focused on, Arena, which is outside of Spring Green, that were left with these with their own schools. And in many cases, this is also when the high school is closed. So when I went to the Spring Green area and talked to people in the village of Lone Rock and the village of Arena, there were people who were still really, really angry over the fact that the high school in Arena had closed in, you know, around 1960. So people have very long memories about school closures.
Well, and at some level, this is about more than just a school.
It is, and I think that it goes way beyond the school itself, because some of the people who are most upset over these closures don't have children in the school, might not even have grandchildren in the school, but have lived in the community for a really long time and understand how important a school can be to a community. They can really be the bedrock of the area, not just a school, but, you know, a visible presence, a place where the community can gather, sort of an informal town hall of sorts. And I think that when the schools go away, people know that it's going to mean a lot more than there's not going to be an elementary school here. It's going to stand empty. And that's upsetting on its own. What's going to go into this school that was built in the 1950s that hasn't been modernized, that doesn't really have a ton of other good uses? And I think people know that it's going to affect everybody's property values and the future of the town.
How long had the situation in Arena been building towards this particular denouement?
I would say probably more than a decade. When I spoke to the superintendent there, he said that you know, the population in the area for the school district, which includes Arena, Spring Green, Lone Rock, and another small village called Plain, he said that it had been at least 15 years since the population had been going down. And there was really not that much that they could do about that. The farming jobs, of course, had disappeared or at least decreased in large numbers, and there weren't as many manufacturing jobs either. So they looked at the numbers, and they commissioned a study from UW, and it looked like the problem was only going to get worse in the future.
They tried some things to try to head this off, right?
They did, and you know, the school officials there took no pleasure in closing the Arena School and the Lone Rock School, which closed at the end of the last school year, a year ago. They did a referendum in 2016 asking voters for more money. They said, look, if we're going to keep these schools open, we have to have more money. And I think they asked for $9.3 million, which would be spent over the next several years. And the voters said no. And, of course, this was incredibly upsetting to people in these towns where they lost their schools. But a lot of people just had a very, you know, clear-eyed look at what was going on and said, there's no future for these schools, and we're just throwing money at them, and we need to face the facts.
You mentioned the resentment that's still out there from closing the high school in 1960. I would imagine that there's plenty of resentment over this vote just, you know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think that there were a lot of families that, you know, were divided over this, a lot of friendships. I spoke with people who said, you know, I just couldn't even bring it up anymore because it was so upsetting to hear the things that people were saying, you know, and it kind of came down to like village versus village. You know, you have this school district that covers about 300 square miles. And of course, this is, you know, one of the most beautiful places in Wisconsin. Taliesin is there, you know, the bluffs, and it's incredibly picturesque. And you can see why people would want to live there. But it became this really angry fight from village to village where Spring Green people tended to vote against the referendum, saying, no, we don't want to give any more money. And the smaller villages said, no, we actually do, and we support this. So it became a matter of geography within the district that determined how people felt about this particular issue.
Right. It sounds a little like, you know, maybe a microcosm of the way Wisconsin works as a whole, you know, sort of Milwaukee being the big city and the rural-urban divide, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And when you look at population patterns in Wisconsin and in plenty of other states, you know, the numbers are right there. Like the population shifts over the last couple of decades, people are moving out of rural areas and into cities and into suburban areas. And that was one of the things that made this story so stark, that when you look at the people of Arena, you know, they're not very far from Madison. A lot of people who, you know, live in the Spring Green area work in Madison and just have kind of a long commute to work, but it's not that far away. But the school districts in, say, Middleton, Wisconsin, outside of Madison, like, they're beautiful. The schools are huge. They have much more modern facilities. The kids have more programming. It's like night and day.
How much time did you spend in Arena for this story?
I worked on the story over a period of months, a lot of phone reporting. I visited there in person a few months ago and spent some time at the school and spent some time talking to families there. And it was just one of those stories that really interested me personally, and I was happy that I had a good amount of time to plug away on it.
Yeah, I mean, can you paint a picture of what the waning days of the elementary schools last year felt like? And I mean, you were there not right at the end of the school year, but close, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of mournful. I think that, you know, the teachers and the parents in Arena did everything they could to try to make it smooth for the kids. And if anyone tended to be okay with it, it was probably the kids who went there. I mean, I think kids tend to kind of roll with the situation, and they were more okay with going to the Spring Green school next fall than their parents were. But in many ways, when you went to the Arena school, it looked like a school that was winding down for the end of the school year, like all schools do. You know, the teachers had started kind of taking their classrooms down, taking the posters down. Things were getting packed up. There was, you know, potlucks and end-of-the-year celebrations planned. But everyone knew that this was going to be the last year for this school. And there was definitely a lot of melancholy as people, you know, talked about that and thought about what the bigger implications were for their community.
I gather you grew up in Wisconsin. I don't know how large a school district you called home when you were young, but I wonder if you know, you had any kinds of elementary school flashbacks while you were doing this.
So I grew up in Kenosha, and I went to the a big public high school in Kenosha, Mary D. Bradford on the north side of Kenosha. But I had a very different experience from my elementary school, which was, you know, a small parochial school where I think if we had 15 kids in a classroom, that was considered large. And actually, every time that I go home to visit family, I often my route takes me past that old school, which has now been consolidated with a different school. So you can see this. It's not just a public school problem. It's something that is happening in, for private schools, too. And I think it takes a lot of adjustment to people, and it sends a message about, you know, how their communities are changing. And I think it's a very tough thing for a lot of people.
Well, Julie Bossman, it's a really affecting story. Job well done, and thanks for sharing it with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Julie Bossman is a native of the Kenosha area. She's a national correspondent for the New York Times and is based in Chicago. You can find a link to her feature on the closing of the elementary school in Orena, Wisconsin at wuwm.com.